app. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tributes are pouring in after the death of Senator Dianne Feinstein, a fixture in Washington politics for 31 years. She was 90 years old. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Dianne Feinstein served in the U.S. Senate longer than any woman in American history. Along the way, the California Democrat took up wide-ranging causes, including LGBTQ rights, the environment, and gun laws.
We have to come to grips in America with our love affair with weapons.
Joe Biden, who was Senate Judiciary Chairman at the time, credited Feinstein's leadership in sponsoring the 1994 federal assault weapons ban.
She went out and did something that was a product of an incredible amount of work.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says Feinstein helped make her state a Democratic stronghold.
Her victory was really a big start in California moving into this blue wave. She was the emblematic of the type of leadership and the bipartisan spirit that that state needed.
Feinstein had suffered a series of health problems over the past year, prompting calls for her to step down. Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is expected to announce any moment now the union is expanding its strike against the Big Three.
Let me be clear. Fighting for economic and social justice isn't a crime. It's our civic duty.
And he has, expected to announce and promising to hit car makers harder if it doesn't receive what it calls the union substantial improvements in contract offers. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have a little over a day to reach an agreement to keep the government up and running. While many workers would be furloughed if it does not happen, CBS's Scott McFarland says
members of Congress would still get paid during a shutdown, and they are expected to be here through the weekend as this deadline approaches. And the stakes are really high for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who could see his speakership tested and challenged very soon.
The Supreme Court has announced it will decide whether state laws regulating Facebook, TikTok, X, and other social media platforms violate the Constitution. Both Florida and Texas have enacted restrictions. Ed Sheeran has a new album out today.
Overthinking, have trouble sleeping.
Autumn Variations is his second this year. He tells CBS Mornings the 14 songs are about different people in his life, including his wife, Cherry, who was diagnosed with cancer 6 months into her second pregnancy.
I find the best songs that I've ever written are the ones that make me feel the most uncomfortable.
The Dow is up 104 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Okay, everyone, gather around.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly Education Committee reviewed a number of bills yesterday intending to combat funding and staffing concerns. One bill sought to address a loophole in previous Wisconsin law that prevented school districts from receiving an increase in revenue for 3 years if they had failed a referendum. Another bill would allow school districts to hire a school district administrator who is unlicensed by the State Department of Instruction, intending to address the staffing crisis. A milling company has pled guilty to federal charges after employees at a Wisconsin corn plant falsified records, leading to a fatal corn dust explosion. Gideon Milling Inc. will pay a $1 million fine and over $10 million to the estates of the 5 workers who were killed in the explosion in May of 2017. The company also spent nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit regarding regulatory violations at the Wisconsin plant last month. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so like
the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5
The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, September 29th. Greg Bach is on the board. My good friend, radio legend, Carol Kane is here.
Yes, I am.
We're on the We're Not Dead Yet tour, Carol and
well, maybe 1 foot in.
1 foot in, but we're
foot
still
maybe
here.
In, yeah.
We got lots of stuff coming up on today's show, but first, we have...
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
My fingers went all crazy on me. Baby watch news.
Baby watch news.
We have breaking water news.
Oh. Breaking water news. She's here.
She is here.
The little one is here. Kristen is mom. Kristen. Mike is now dad. Samson. We got the news yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And we've seen some pictures.
Congratulations.
And she is perfect and adorable.
And so is the baby.
And oh,
yes. Oh, see what I did there?
Yes. And everybody's doing fine. And the plan is that Kristen will join us live at 11:50. So last break of the show, Kristen's going to join us on the phone and check in and let us know how everybody is doing. Greg and I know the name. We know her name. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, I asked, and you wouldn't tell me either.
No,
so
you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait. However, we do have special bumper music picked out for the entire show.
Okay.
So the songs might be the artist who's singing, might be the title of the song.
So this is a game we're going to play for the next 2 hours, trying to figure out who her name is?
What her name is. These are your hints. There are hints contained in the bumper music.
Yep.
That you will hear throughout the course of the show. And if you want to make a guess, you can always text us at 844-967-2789. There's no prize or anything, just bragging rights involved if you figure it out. But we're not going to do the reveal until Kristen joins us at 11:50.
The only reveal that we have is that the knowledge that her life has changed completely.
Absolutely. Forever. And the pictures that she shared with us were just...
adorable.
So cute.
Right.
She's
adorable.
She's got a great head of hair, just like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more details later on.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Okay. You sound like a proud grandma.
I feel like a proud grandma. When she texted us yesterday afternoon...
Oh, yeah.
I literally got all weepy.
She sent a message. She goes, are my messages going through? And I'm like, what do you mean?
What?
And I'm like, what do you mean? No.
We don't know. So then she had to re-text
yep,
a couple pictures.
Okay.
And